Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's that time again. You're listening live to Empowerment Network. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. We got an excellent show for you today. Sit back, relax, buckle up. It's going to be a good one. Coming to you live now. Wow. Come on. Better love, better love, better love. There is no better love than for self and kind. And we're here today at the Empowerment Network. It's 365 days of the same thing. That's inspiring us to work on ourselves. And here at the NAAEA, our goal and our mission is to ensure that the needs of the African-American community are met through the development of programs and services that educate, inspire, motivate, and empower the African-American community. Right, to learn more about ourselves, our history, and our culture, how will we do that? It's simple. It's the pillars of empowerment, and it's the peace concept, and that is politics, understanding the ramifications of politics and how they affect and impact your community nationally and locally. It's economics. It's developing an African-American black economic plan that secures our children's future and to develop generational wealth. Have you heard that in the black community before? Maybe, maybe not. Athletics, which is health, wellness, fitness, and nutrition. We have to take care of our bodies as we take care of our minds. And culture, developing cultural programs that help us to understand who we are, who we have been, and who we need to be. And lastly, it's education. It's a comprehensive education of who we can be, understanding our great, 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 eloquent past and looking at our future as well. And so here at the NAAEA, we want to invite you to stop by and listen to our programs. We have a series of conversations that we had. Check out the Community Conversations with Brother George. We're episode 12. Go back and look at that. It's about our greats. So we have so many committed professors of education and philosophy and psychology who have laid the foundation for us to learn more about who we are and who we should be. The history is there. The work is done. The names, the listed names go on and on. Now it's your turn to do the work of working on yourself. And that embetterment, that's right, embetterment, is for you to embrace becoming better. How do you do that? You got to start the work right where you are. Developing a plan, an economic plan, a political plan, a plan to work on yourself and your mindset, right? And it's all about mind now, right? We're in a time where we have to do the work now of not complaining about, oh, this is what Trump did and this is what the Republicans are doing and this is the... No, let's focus on what we need to do. What are we going to do? What are you going to do, people? My co-host Stan Macklin should be joining me in just a few, but I'm going to go to the lines, and we're going to start out today with our new segment. It's called From the General's Corner. General, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. What you got for us today?
Well, I wrote a spoken word and incorporated the National African American Empowerment Association in it about what we're about. So that's what I would like to share. You want me to just go ahead and share now?
Go right ahead. It's on you.
All right. This is about what's going on and with Breonna Taylor and our solution for NAAEA. Breonna Taylor, another black homicide, killed by the system only to be monetized, a court settlement, an unjust solution caught up in the Black Lives Matter movement. In the streets, we demand that they say her name while white supremacy laughing because the game ain't changed. No arrests, no convictions. When are we going to get it? All we got is one another. Time to come together like no other. understanding the justice system is not about law and protecting the border. It's about maintaining white supremacy order. You see, white supremacy is more than exploitation. It's an ideology, a form of indoctrination. Got black people thinking that they're less than them, when the real problem is they fear that one day black people are going to figure it out. With the NAAEA, the indoctrination will stop. As we deprogram our minds and take off the lock, we win the war without a weapon or a Glock. We take our minds back and stop believing the lies. We form our own ideology and break the soul ties. On a cellular level, we have not forgot our greatness that we thought we lost. We know who we are if we listen deep within. Stop believing white supremacy will always win. They erased our American origin from the history books, hiding the fact that they were nothing but crooks. Dividing conquer is their gavel. Don't forget that they never coexisted with black people ever. Stop believing the system will change. Let's join hands with one another and break the chains. In word and in deed, releasing our minds, white supremacy can't win if we see through the lies. Now, black people, it's not our fault that white supremacy is a cult. They have a code, a bond. They teach superiority in religion, history, and song to protect the lies they feed the young. So it means nothing for the system to say racism is a problem when black people drunk on the bottle of self-hate. When white supremacy has an appetite to see black people in a negative light, we not going to win this war bringing guns to the fight. We got to stop the participation in our own degradation. With our freedom words, we spit in air, but psychologically we are not aware. We trying to fight a fight without being mentally prepared. But the NAAEA got the answer because we black and we care. And that's what I like to offer.
Wow. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, can you just go back to the first few lines and give that to us again? We'll create the dialogue from there.
Okay.
This is from the General's Corner.
Okay. You see, white supremacy is more than exploitation. It's an ideology, a form of indoctrination. Got people thinking that they less than them when the real problem is they fear that one day black people are going to figure it out. And with the NAAEA, the indoctrination will stop. As we deprogram our minds and take off the lock, we win the war without a weapon or a Glock.
Wow. Beautiful. So before we turn it over to the lines, tell me what was the inspiration for this message to our people?
Well, what I realized for myself was that it's not just niching everything into components. It's about getting into alignment when we understand that white supremacy is a system and that it has its own worldview, ideology, its food, its dyes, its history, its song, its books, its poems. It's got a whole system that celebrates this superiority, and that what it's going to take for us to get in line is that it's going to have to be incorporated in our words, our deeds, our songs, our poems, our books, our spiritual systems, everything to obliterate the indoctrination. It's not going to just be one-sided because they come at us from every front. And I realized something, even with our diet, we're not just chocolate-covered white people. We have a molecular body that's different, that has a different need for different foods. And so even down to how we take care of ourselves physically, it's African, and it comes from the source of our original beginning. So I just kind of woke up one morning, and I just my brain just kind of went off because I feel like that I'm getting more in alignment with everything and not just niching it from, well, I'm going to attack it from this perspective or that perspective, but understanding that alignment is a system and all the components are important.
All right, sister, that is from the General's Corner. I'm going to call that Notes from the General Corner. I'm going to come back to you because I want you to do a few more lines as we go along, but I'm going to pull Stan Macklin in. Thank you very much, sister. Hold tight. I'm coming back to you. Stan Macklin is my co-host, and he is plugged in. Stan, welcome to the show, brother.
Good to be here, man. Good to be here.
All right. Did you hear that?
I did.
Man,
I did.
She started off with the firecrackers.
They got it from ABC, the XYZ. And, you know, I grew up under that air where simply it was stated, if you're white, you're right, period. That's it. And the rest of it goes, if you're light, you're all right. If you're brown, you can stick around. But if you're black, get back. And I've seen that. I've seen that in operation. And this system, it perpetuates itself. We spend too much time, and I know there's been lots of glorious trailblazers and freedom fighters who have fought the good fight of faith. Excuse me, but it is not designed for us. It is a system that is built on utopia. If you happen to be white, because you ought to know better. Ain't no white person got no reason for being poor. That's the way they look at it. Because all the ingredients are there for you to be successful.
That's true. That cake is already made.
That makes it right. Yeah, your house with the white picket fence, it's already there for you. It's called the American dream. But for us, it's a nightmare. And we've been guilty. We've been guilty of sabotaging our reality, trying to fit in. That's over with for me.
That's over
with. I'm done with that.
Say it again.
It's over with for me. I'm done with that. And anybody else, I can help to encourage to know that way is nothing but indoctrination, brainwashed at first degree. That's all it is. And unless we have our own indoctrination, or which describes our own reality, it's just getting back to the original mold. What we originally,
you got that right.
Were. I mean, will you just? I mean, have you looked at those pyramids? Come on, don't try to walk around. That is. Man, that is superiority and excellence in the first degree. I mean, how precisely those bricks are laid. Man, it is phenomenal. We are great people. We are great people. I mean, because the original man was great. And left here to subdue and to have dominion over the earth. We just gotten away from
it. That's right.
We need to get back to our place, our original assignment. So
all
it's
right.
Not
so,
that it can't be done, but we're so we can't even waste time talking about what's been done. We got to start anew, afresh with where we at. And
I'm with you on that.
Give ourselves. Oh, yeah, and give ourselves to consistency, to dedication, and sacrifice, and it can be done. We did it under segregation. We turned our money around in our community.
Well, we did it in enslavement.
We created
enslavement. That's the power and the beauty of what we
did. You just said? We did that in enslavement because that's the way we were. We were, equal but separate or something like that. I can't remember. But that was done under enslavement. And so,
all right, brother.
You know, we just need to get back.
So today's topic is ending the indoctrination by understanding capitalism and white supremacy. And the sister laid it down, so I'm just going to lay a few of them down. She said exploitation, indoctrination, taking our minds back, and they are teaching superiority. So when they come out of the womb, they're talking about they're better than people. And we know, there's no disrespect to some of my friends, that genetically they have recessive genes. Their melanation is limited. Right, and that's the creative power. And if you go back to some of our episodes on community conversations, there is a great dialogue and a research has been done on the creativity of melanin, which we can expose,
mm-hmm.
as well as talking about a sacrifice that we need to make, right, by
mm-hmm.
seeing through the
mm-hmm.
lies and
mm-hmm.
coming up with our own strategies
mm-hmm.
for success.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Brother, I'm going to give you – go ahead and give me a few more, and then I'm going to turn to the lines, man. We're going to see what they're talking about today out here in the world. It's the Empowerment Network. What you got, Stan?
Well, we got to start developing generational perspectives and economic development and security. We got to do that. In other words, the next generation we have to empower them. We have the components of job creation and
mm-hmm.
everything within that so it's self-sustaining and it perpetuates
itself.
That's right. Until we do that, we're still dependent and looking on a handout. You see? See, a lot of people have gotten spoiled by them handouts. See,
those days are over, man.
So, because white folks are giving out money now like never before. Yeah, especially the black causes. Because they
better
know
take some and do something with
done.
It.
Well, they know what they've done, and they're doing it. See, and some of these people are getting it, don't know what to do with it. You see, but the thing of it is we need to utilize our own resources, and we need to be consistent in it. We need to first the thing we need to do is establish our financial center. We need
come
to
on
have,
now.
We need to create. We need to create our credit union, our bank, our you know, just putting it in the family box, that ain't going to get it. We got to where we can start making loans and with interest and different things. We got to do this here. We have to, because we're not going to build ourselves until we do this. We're not.
That
just,
is right along the lines of the economic plan under the pillar of economics with the peace concepts, economic development, economic plan that lasts for generations. We're talking about creating generational wealth, and we're talking about ending the indoctrination by understanding capitalism and white supremacy. All right, we're going to the line, Stan. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's bring
all
it
right.
on.
Buckle up. I'm going to 3026, the Empowerment Network, Marvin Rohn and Stan Macklin. You're on live.
Go ahead, call him.
3026.
Go ahead, call him.
All right. Going once.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Talk to us.
Oh, okay. I didn't know I was on already.
Okay, where you
man, you on?
Okay. Thanks, man. Yeah, so I was just – I just caught the tail end of what the gentleman just said. That's a great objective, is a bank, somewhere that,
mm-hmm.
that we know where we can go to get loans, where we know we can go to do economic projects throughout the community. That's a clear objective, I'm saying. And – it's not like that's, not reachable. There are a lot of banks that are, that can be bought, right, with management teams
mm-hmm.
in place and all that.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
You're talking about, I think I was, $13 million. It's not like a crazy amount of money, right? Some banks
mm-hmm.
that already
mm-hmm.
have a lot of debt, they already have the licenses set up and all that. You can purchase
yep.
them. They're for sale,
yep.
right?
That's
so,
right.
Instead of working for the cash –
mm-hmm.
I look at it as better to just own the machine that prints it, doesn't it?
Mm.
Isn't that better?
Come
right?
on, brother.
I like that.
So that's one of the, if we talk about family, anything else, I'm saying, if we talk about economics, you also have to talk about family, I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of can't get to that promised land unless first you get your family together. Your family's got to be tight first, and then your economics.
Yes.
Because you have a tight family, you got a business, you got man hours, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You get man hours, right? You can make money, right? That's the secret. And a lot of times when we talk about, for example, white supremacy, the reason why maybe, just throwing it out there, playing devil's advocate, maybe sometimes some of these groups feel like they're more supreme because they know something that they look around, they drive at our community and say, oh, man, these guys, they have no clue, right? So that gives them a kind of like a, oh, man, we're better than them, right? We know the secret, you know what I'm saying? They going from to fro, you know what I'm saying, chasing their own ass, trying to figure out what they're going to do next, you know what I'm saying? And we already know that our families have to be tight, you know what I'm saying? We already know, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, we might argue, but in the day, it's about how we're going to be living all together, right? Our money, right? So, you know, I would start there. The families, economics.
That's so true.
Right? You know, and then you can conquer, right? You can't, you know, you're talking about, I heard something about a pyramid, right? That's a metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
That means a lot. That pyramid means a lot,
mm-hmm.
right? It's how you build
yes.
a structure, right? You got to start
That's
off
right.
with the base.
There
what is
go.
The base? The family, right? Strong family. Stop doing all this baby mama bullshit, right? I'm saying that's not going to get nobody nowhere but, you know, paying child support, right? I'm saying.
Oh,
so
right.
if we build it that way, right, build the base, family, then move up, right, it's easy. It becomes easy. Dr. Claude Anderson talks about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
It becomes easy. We're making we're shooting ourselves in the foot and don't realize it, right? Don't realize it. Mm-hmm. We keep talking about racism. Racism is a small factor. Okay. The
right.
bigger factor is
right.
our families, right? And you know,
mm-hmm.
our poor economic management, right? You get that shit together,
mm-hmm.
get your own stuff. Racism is no
mm-hmm.
longer a factor because you're not begging for somebody for a job.
Where
and we got
from,
the
brother?
Money. I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Oh, good, good. Okay, city of brotherly love. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if this is anything that we're talking about on this radio, anything I've said. Is not new concepts. It's been around for
mm-hmm.
a long time.
Right. That's
first
right.
person who pioneered
right.
was Marcus Garvey, right? There's a long
That's
line
right.
of people, right?
Yes.
You talk about Farrakhan,
yes.
Malcolm X, even
mm-hmm.
Martin Luther King, right? This is not new. I mean, they already gave us the plan. They already been to the top, and it's all over the mountain, right? So I don't understand. I really don't understand. I'm only 39, and I really don't get why we're still in the same position. Everybody has different
mm-hmm.
Ideas. Oh, this is my opinion. That's my opinion. It don't matter about
talking,
what your opinion is.
We're talking, doing, brother. We're talking. We're just talking and not doing. You got to do. You got to.
Yeah,
gotta
but I also
well,
think
us,
we don't
some,
understand
some us,
the system. We don't understand the system.
But guess what? Like I said, ask the white supremacists.
Welcome to Philly.
Uh-oh. Philadelphia in the house. All right. All right, brother. We're going to check back in with you in just a minute.
Now
oh.
I know why that
okay,
Libertyville
that's not
crack.
Me. That's not me in the background, man.
That's all right.
Now we know why that Libertyville crack.
Keeping it live all around
that's
the country.
Right.
We're going to get back to you, brother.
Okay.
All right.
Good food.
We're in Philadelphia
brother.
Today with the Empowerment Network. Thanks for calling. Hey, listen, folks. This show is for you. It's an open discussion, right? It's a safe space for us to share our views, and that's what it's all about. Hey, Stan, let's slide on over to 6050. It's 6050 on the Empowerment Network. You're live. Welcome to the
Go
Empowerment
ahead,
Network.
How you brothers doing this afternoon?
We're doing
all
good.
Right.
What
good show.
Doing?
Hey,
good
brother.
Show so far. Yeah, yeah.
How
yeah,
are you?
I guess you do remember me. I'm
oh,
doing
yeah.
Fine,
I know so. You. I know you. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Yeah. I'm just trying, you know, off of what the last caller said. I mean, it was,
mm-hmm.
he had some good points just about certain things. But I think, you know, these things, everything needs to be rethought. Like, if we're going to do something, we can't start. Things are changing rapidly. If we're going to do something, we can't look at the old way of doing things and then trying to build a model off of that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't. So this thing about banking, the whole banking thing is about to change.
Mm-hmm.
That is about to change. Kraken, who is a digital currency exchange,
yes.
just got their banking license. Mm-hmm. And they're laughing because they said the old model of banking is going away.
Hmm.
Matter of fact,
well,
they said the money is going away.
That's
so true. We have to look, when we look at solutions, we can't look at, okay, we should now all get gas stations when we know that electric vehicles are starting to, are going to be more and more prominent, right?
So, yeah, they'd be selling to us left and right. We'd be
so
buying them up.
What's going to happen is, I have stock in a bunch of them. They're going up. They treat me really nice this year. Really nice.
All right.
So I think we can look and we need to do stuff, but I think we need to get out of our minds that are in these boxes. And we need to look what's coming as opposed to what has been and what we have now. And so when we look for solutions, we have to keep that in mind. We can't go with the old stuff. That stuff is going away.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff
yeah.
is going away. It's already been planned, right? I'm in technology. I already know what's coming. So we have to think.
All right, well, tell us what's coming.
And
so we can share with the network.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm going to be calling in the week coming where I got some time. And I'll be explaining some of the things. Matter of fact, some of the things that are coming, other people in other countries already know it before we know it. Like for example, I'm in Canada. They knew that you guys were going to be getting a chip there over 10 years ago. They wrote about it here. It's a chip in your card. You know, everybody's doing the chip thing. Because they did it first. They already know here that you guys are going to abandon the penny. The penny is going to be going away. They already know that. Why? Because they already did it here. And they said, well, U.S. is going to be coming along in a few years doing the same thing. But the American public has no clue.
No, you don't.
It's funny.
Don't even know about Bitcoin.
Excuse me?
Don't even know about that. The Chinese system, man, they're not even using the American system. They're using the Bitcoin.
So that's why I'm talking about digital currency is coming. As a matter of fact, the central banks have already said that they're using CBDCs, which are just digital currency, but they're all centralized. So it's garbage, right? It's just really what you have now. Really, you're using digital currency now when you use your debit card and all that. But they're going to be doing a similar thing. But they've been planning for this for a while.
How we get on board. How do we get on board with the economic advancements that they're doing with the currency so we can get ahead of the game and we can educate our people? What you got?
We need to have a meeting to figure out what it is that we want. It's because when you build a monetary system or even an economic system, it's built off of what are your values? What is your culture like? Right, you don't get ahead of it and just start doing stuff. You figure out what it is, what's the culture like. Do you want this centered around families? Do you want this centered around? Okay, then you need to build an economic system or a monetary policy that looks after that culture, right? That feeds into that culture. That gives incentive for people to delve into the culture. So it gives incentive for people to be married and in families. As opposed to, you know, whatever. So there's a lot that we can do, and I think we need to also talk with our brothers and sisters on the continent. I think that bridge has been built. A lot of people moving over there. But there needs to be discussion around this because they're a huge part of this. We wouldn't even be in the situation we're in now if Africa was strong. The Chinese have been giving individual Chinese have been given a certain amount of respect around the world. Why? Because of China.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're from Europe, you've been given a certain amount of respect because of the European country that you come from. If that European country ceases to exist, then your privileges go away. So we need a base from which, you know, where we're strong. So I think that's another thing. And maybe on one of your programs, you can invite more people from the continent to come and dialogue with us on what's going on there, what are the opportunities, and things like that. So that's kind of my comment. I wanted to get you brothers' thoughts on that.
Well, thank you for your comment. Thank you.
No problem. What, What you got thoughts on that?
Well, that's the first base. We have to. We have to develop our economic development perspectives to be able to be realistic in the empowerment of what we're attempting to do. If we're not talking about that, we're just playing with ourselves. And,
all right. Are you still on the line, brother?
I'm still here, yes.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Toronto.
All right.
I'm from New York. But
that's
New
what
York,
I wanted
York,
to
know.
All right. All right. Hold on a second. Yeah. We're going to go back down the line. But, hey, we really appreciate that. See, I told you, man, this network, right? We got Toronto, New York, Canada, Philadelphia, and the network continues to grow. So if we could develop the concepts, if we could put our heads together, if we could just be positive and, like the brothers say, unify and let nothing stop us, we should be just fine. Stan, oh, let me say this to the callers. Stan has a little cough, but Stan notified me that he has a slight pneumonia. So let's encourage him with good health and let him keep on sharing with us. So we're going to be in prayer about his health and that he's continuing to do the show, even in spite of not feeling well. Thank you, Brother Stan, for that. All right, I'm going over to 1683, and then I'm going back to my sister, 0946, in the corner over there, General. 1683, and then the General is next on Empowerment Network. You're live, Marvin Rohn and Stan Macklin. Talk to us, 1683.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Hope everybody's
going
well.
My brother.
Yes, sir. I just want to say the sister should have dropped the microphone. I think I heard her drop the microphone when she finished talking. Because that was
all right.
Drop the mic that she did.
She dropped.
Okay. And she dropped the mic. And I agree with what she was saying and how she, you know, put it all together. In fact, it was that belief that led me to start in my search for, quote unquote, God, to start looking for God in myself,
mm-hmm.
You know, because all of the noise that we see in the world, everything else around, you know, you get confused, you get lost, you don't know where to go, you know, what's real, what's not real, and so forth. But to find what we call God, the creator of everything, we need to start looking for God in ourselves. We can't be afraid to look for God in yourself, you know. And to what the brother was saying, we need to totally forget everything we done learned in this country, man. Everything we've learned has been a lie. It's the system.
Yeah.
We cannot try to function to try to make any aspect of the system better to benefit us, because you're still working within the system. We need to even think bigger than the pyramids. We need to think about the universe. That's our creation.
Wow.
That's the Father's creation.
Deep.
That's Black creation. The universe.
Mm.
See the stars. See the moon. See all those planets. You know, we created those things. So we got to start looking at that to where we want to go. Where are we going to take our greatness, our mind, is on that level, you know? And it starts with us. It starts with you as an individual. You as an individual have to make the move, okay? As we talked about the one, that's what we got to focus on, the one. And be the one. It all starts with us. And as the brother
That's
said
right.
about family, family first, that foundation, you know,
mm-hmm.
That's us. That's unity. Okay, we got to unite as a people. That's the family. We got to unite as a people and build that foundation. We have to. Before we can even build a successful economy, we've got to build, and I wouldn't even say build an economy, just build a family, build a unity, come together as a people. If we do that, it will open our eyes up to the universe, to the world. If we
right.
just come together as a people, we'll be amazed at the ideas and the greatness that's inside of us and what we can come up with to
True.
Make the
here's,
universe
here's,
better, not just the world.
Here's a roadblock. Here's the obstacle. Thank you for that, brother. Coming back to you in a minute.
Yes, sir.
Here's the obstacle, and here's the challenge. It is indoctrination, and it is the system of white supremacy, right? Because if we don't get our minds together, and if we don't understand what it is that is happening inside of the system, then I think we will keep going around in circles, right, and we will keep not understanding what we need to do for ourselves and our family. I'm going over, Stan. I'm going over to 0946, the general. General, are you there?
I'm here.
The man said you dropped the mic.
Well, thank you for that. It was, but I think that it's important that, you know, this indoctrination and liberation of mind has to infiltrate all of our systems, our songs, our books, our poems,
mm-hmm.
our spiritual systems.
Yep.
It has to infiltrate all of that. And I think that what we have not tried, because I think the brother was saying we've tried a lot. We've had people
mm-hmm.
come along, Marcus Garvey, Martin Luther King and everything. But what we have
True.
Not been able to do is to deprogram our mind. We have not been able to do that because the brother talked about family. And it's kind of like in this system where we have hurt one another. So you have a situation in a relationship. There's been some infidelity. Okay, the couple trying to work it out. But everybody putting things in their ear. They trying to work it out. They realize some things
mm-hmm.
were wrong there. But everybody else speaking against them or telling, well, you know you can't trust them now. Or he's saying, well, you know you can't trust them. So the trust is not there. So one
mm-hmm.
of the things that the brother talked about in banks is something simple. But the reality is the trust is not there. We don't trust one another. So even though
trust
all
building.
These ideas are very simple, are practical, are even doable. The brother said, come together and figure out what you want. But when we come together, it's kind of like, you know, that distrust. Well, you know, I wonder what she really about. I wonder what her background is. I don't know if I can really trust her. And that's part of the indoctrination. So I think
mm-hmm.
even if we got the money, we probably wouldn't do the right thing with the money because of the indoctrination. So I think that, you know, the cutting edge is who's, and I think that's part of what NAA is about, is understanding that when we understand the system
mm-hmm.
and the indoctrination, we've got to cut there first, because it doesn't matter what we put. You can give a couple a brand new house, money in the bank, but if they don't trust one another and they can't get along with one another, they'll tear the house
general.
Up, they'll run through the money, and
yep.
there you go. So that's all I would like to say. So I think, how do we get
all
to
right.
that trust factor?
This is our foundation for working together. Right, and I think we have to be the example. We're setting the example nationwide, and even over in Canada, and our listeners in Bangladesh. All right, thank you for. Hey, sister, before you go, can you give us that one more time before you go? I'm gonna come back to you, but I want to go through those lines again one more time, and then I'm going down to 7974.
Okay. Oh, the one about white supremacy indoctrination. Okay. You see, white supremacy is more than exploitation. It's an ideology, a form of indoctrination. Got black people thinking that they're less than, when the real problem is
mm-hmm.
they fear that one day black people are going to figure it out, and the NAAEA is about making the indoctrination stop. As we deprogram our minds and take off the lock, we can win this war without a weapon or a Glock.
There it is, folks. There's more, but we're going to stop right there, sister. I'm coming back to you a little bit later on. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, so 7974, we're coming to you live, and then I'm going down to 3026. 7974, thank you for that, sister. You're live on the Empowerment Network. Marvin Rowan and Stan Macklin, give it to me.
Hello?
7974, you're live.
Go ahead, Colin. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Okay, so one of the things that I was going to say is that I think when we think about deprogramming or unlearning some of the harmful messages that we've learned about ourselves through white supremacy in the system, is I think that we need to take a step back and really sort of go back to a toddler mentality. And that I mean by we need to critique everything. You know, our toddlers ask why, right? They want to know why. They ask questions. And I think that a lot of times we don't ask questions, right? We just assume, because we've been programmed to think that things are a certain way, you know, for a particular reason. And so I really think that we really need to start critiquing things and asking the why in every situation. Why are things the way they are? Because everything is not always as it seems. So I'll give an example. As I think about virtual school with my daughter, who in social studies last week was studying transportation systems and the history of Virginia. And one of the answers or one of the things she was studying was talking about the Atlantic Ocean and what it was used for in the 1600s. And what it said on the piece of paper was that it was used to transport products from Virginia to places like Europe and Africa and those types of places. And so I had to take a step back as a parent and say to my daughter, so here are the products. They were enslaved people, right? They were enslaved people that were the products. That we're transporting. It's not just those. That's what we're talking about. And I think even as a parent and as people, that's where the unlearning starts. Because you're talking as if this is something that is not harmful, right? This is harming to me the psyche of my child that you're learning something, right? That's so aesthetic and that has been changed to make it seem as if, you know, all the Atlantic Ocean you're transporting. And so I told her when the quiz comes up and they ask you to put this in a sentence, you're going to put it, right? There were enslaved people were the products that were transported in the Atlantic Ocean. So the watered down information that we get starts very early. Obviously, the indoctrination starts very early. And so we have to be asking the why, but we have to empower ourselves with knowledge to see through the mask, right, the mask of deception around our history, around our culture, and that's only going to be fractured when we start to break, you know, the walls, those walls of the why. And I think that's part of what we have to continue to make sure that we're doing, not just for ourselves, but also for our children. Because, again, it starts very early. And a lot of times people don't unlearn these things until very late in life, right? And so if we can cut that light bulb on, right, not just for the children, but for the parents and the communities of those around us, I think we can start to unlearn some of this stuff and start to fracture the indoctrination that we've all been subjected to.
You are so right. You are so right. Thank you, sister. Wow. How about that, Stan? She said, asking the why. What you got?
Yes. Well, until we ask the why, you don't know why. We got to. We have to. And now let's not be naive that these people know that they are perpetuating a system.
Mm-hmm.
It is a system to the extent where right in the 21st century, they can still practice and enforce colonization within this United States of America. Washington, D.C. is nothing but a colony. The District of Columbia, it is the financial white supremacist power center in America. Okay? Which we built it. We built it, the structures. And yet they maintain, retain, and perpetuate that system continuously. It's time out for operating in that system. We can have our own system. That's right, our own system. We can even have international cooperation and fraternal relations. We can do that. I mean, you know, these brothers in these countries are looking for this. But we are so locked in that we're locked out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Let's wake up. Let's wake up. Let's wake up. Hey, Stan, we're going to slide back on over to 3026, right? This is a great show. Great comments, sister. 3026, you're on Empowerment Network. Marva Rohn and Stan Macklin. What you got? We're waking up. Ending the indoctrination.
Hey,
understanding the system. What you got, brother?
Hey, how's it going again? Yeah, the last gentleman that was on the phone from Toronto, I agree with him 100%. You know, we gotta get up with each other.
All right, I'm gonna bring Toronto in. Toronto, you are on live with the brother. He said he agreed with you. I'm bringing you in. Toronto, you there? All right.
I'm here.
Yeah,
go ahead, brother.
Wait until he finishes making his point. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'll make it really short because I want to you know, hear from you some more. I think white supremacy only exists because of black inferiority. I think economics, all that stuff is first.
And I also think that if you're going to stop racism, you got to stop it in education first, right? So not just black kids, but white kids too. I'm saying the truth has to be told. I mean, by telling the truth, racism will go away, right? Because what is white supremacy? One thinking that they're more supreme than another. So if you read the history book, it gives you that impression, right? So if you see what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's pretty much it. I'll just be quiet and let
All right. All right, brother. Thank you for the comment. I'm coming back to you in just a few. All right. You got that, brother? Toronto, you are on live. What's your response?
I agree. I really don't have anything to add to it. I agree. I think, I wanted to respond to some of the comments that were made earlier. One was from the sister who talked about indoctrination, and we have to remove the indoctrination. And that's true, and that's a necessity, but that shouldn't stop anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That doesn't stop. You can't have everyone 100% not indoctrinated before you move. That's not going to happen. Is this for those who are a bit more aware and understand that what needs to be done needs to move? Years ago, back in the 90s, it was customary and it was taught in all the business schools, Harvard, Stanford, that, you know, when you start a business, you had to get a business plan and needed 5-year projections and blah, 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 right? Today, they've thrown all that stuff out. They said get a small amount of data, engineer as best you can, and put it in the marketplace as soon as you can. Even if you do it with a small sample size, get it out there and get it out there now and iterate as you go along. So if you go and you have an app now, you notice the app will have a lot of updates. You know, they'll be buggy and they'll have a lot of updates. Why? Because they're on the new model, which says go.
Right.
Don't wait. Don't try to get things perfect. Don't try to work out all the bugs. Just go and gather steam in the marketplace. And I think that's what we need to have. We want to wait for perfect conditions. They'll never be perfect. And as far as trust is concerned, what people are gonna trust? Results. That's what they're gonna trust. They're not gonna trust us on the phone here talking. They're not gonna trust any pamphlets. They're not gonna trust any more books. There's enough books around to talk about our problems. There's some great authors. All the problems have been laid out for the most part. Lectures, videos, they're all there. The only thing that's gonna help build trust is results. If we had a project,
I heard that.
Even if it was a small project that was successful and we can show results, then people will listen and they may trust what you have to say. But just talking,
that's right,
to get people to trust each other, that those days are gone because none of us are trusting right now of a lot of things, especially when it comes to our money. Why? Because of all the scams that have been happening in the past and because of all the broken promises and all those things. None of us are giving up our money for anything flimsy. So unless there's a win and there's results, let's not even talk about trust. Because in the final analysis, they shouldn't trust us. Because of everything that has gone on, they shouldn't trust us unless we have results that we can show and prove that they can look at and say, you know what, that did work. You know that model did. You know this neighborhood, man. It's all black families there. They happy as hell. You know, like everything's going well for them. Like they built another financial model, blah blah blah, and we can show it, and they can see it. That's when they'll be inspired. To that's where the breakdown in the indoctrination comes, because now they're inspired by what they see, not about what they hear.
That's so true.
So that's kind of my comment.
All right. Hey, that's beautiful, brother, because that's exactly right. Hey, we got to be from the show me state. Show me what you got. Stop talking to me all the time. All right, brother, I appreciate that. He said trust. The only way you're going to get trust, guess what? Go and do what you never did nothing. You got to do it first, and we got to be the examples. All right, I'm going to slide over to – hold on a second here. Stan, you there?
I'm here, my brother.
All right, what you got?
I'm here. Well, we got to have models. We got to. Because when we have the models, that sets the stage for implementation of that perspective in reality. And it allows others, if you want to say mimic, or to have examples out there that can, it's recreation is what it is. And we got to have it. If we don't have those models, we ain't got nothing to talk about.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. So in order to build trust, you got to start somewhere. Trust is at home. Trust is at work. Trust is in the community. Find some way, somehow, to better yourself, to become engaged in your community where they can see you doing the work of working on yourself by applying yourself to your community. We're not going to get it done just by talking about it, as the brothers say. We got to do the work. Thank you on that one. Hey, Stan, I'm going to slide back down to 3026. 4324, if you are there, you can call us back. I saw you on the line, 4324. Call us back. I know you got something to talk about. All right, 3026, you're back live.
Hey, how's it going?
Go ahead.
Am I on?
Go ahead, call him.
You live.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so the guy in Toronto, yeah, man, I want to get your information, and maybe we can work on some things. And that's pretty much all I wanted to say. I guess the radio show host.
I got you.
It's networking.
I got you. It's the Empowerment Network. It's 365 days. It is networking. And the more that we can get that done, the better things will be. We're talking about the indoctrination, right? Understanding and ending that, and then building trust within ourselves, family, community. I'm going to bring 6050 back in. 6050, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Toronto, the brother wants to get your information. If I can get a yes, I'll pass it on to him.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
All right, there it is. The network has been made. The connection has been made for building our community. These are two strong brothers, man. They got some really great ideas and some great things to talk about. You got anything else to share with us, 6050?
Not other than that, this is a great forum for, you know, beginning the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Toronto, I'm from the U.S., but I'm here in Toronto, and I'm working here, and I also have a nonprofit here that helps Black aspiring entrepreneurs and business owners to help build their business and grow their business. And me and another partner of mine, who's also a consultant, we're doing this. We do this for free. We do this our own time, and we spend our own money to help them. So I just want to thank you guys again for doing this, and hopefully this will turn into some concrete action. And I know that's what you're pushing for. So
definitely,
great discussion.
Definitely, thank you, brother. I'll connect with you after the show, and I'll pass that information on. Appreciate you. All right, Stan, man.
Yes, man. Yes, I'm listening to it. This is what it's about. And he said a key thing. He said he expressed appreciation for this forum. The NAAEA is what it's about. It is a forum. It is a base. It is a pillar. It has ingredients from which all this can emanate. But we must work together. I want to hit that. Go back to that trust thing, because yes, we've been taught and indoctrinated not to trust, but we got to deal with that first and foremost. We got to get to the place where I trust you until you yourself give me reason not to trust you. We got to get to that place. And until we get to that place, it's still business as usual. But we have to hit that first. We got to, because mistrust is nothing but a sabotager. It sabotages our reality. And each of us have reality. Because we can do it. We have done it. and we just need to just get back to what we've already done. Get back to it, and maintain by building tiers. I want to ask the brother who was in Toronto and so forth, because I've been through Toronto. I did some things up in Winnipeg, but do you got some connections there in Winnipeg?
All right, let me get him back in. Before I bring him in, I do want to add one thing. In order to get trust, you got to love, right? You got to love yourselves. And the more that we love ourselves, the more that we trust each other, the more we'll find ways to commit. And the more that we commit, the more we shore up those trust lines that we can continue to build. 6050, you're back on again. It's the Empowerment Network. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Stan has a question.
About
okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I was asking
ahead,
about
Stan.
Do you have connections in Winnipeg?
I do not have connections in Winnipeg anymore. I had some connections in Winnipeg that was actually tied to the brother that went. I don't know if you guys heard about the brother that was one of the top five picks in NCAA, and he chose to go to Howard. That's the first time that's ever happened in history.
Mm-hmm.
Where HBCU, well, he was there going to a prep school before he came here to the Toronto area, and my son played on the same team with him. So,
okay.
Yeah, so my son is already in the U.S. playing ball. So no, I don't have any more contact in Winnipeg, unfortunately.
Yeah, because the one thing that's so important, and I'm sure you've dealt with that or you have maintained your presence identity, is it was the whole thing about the language, the French, you know, should they – in Winnipeg, they were leaning more towards speaking French than that. You know, we got to be able to communicate, and that's what I was just trying to establish, because you're in a great area, brother, and the liberal thinking is very, very positive, but I know some very conservative things are happening there.
We can do this. This is, matter of fact, it's becoming easier. What black people need to understand, it's becoming easier for us to do what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming easier. Especially with people working from home now and the internet and all that, it's becoming easier for us to do. I mean, the stars are aligning for us to do what we need to do. We just got to get to start it. It's never been easier for us to do what needs to be done. Never been easier. We got people in Africa right now, Gambia, Ghana. We got networks of African Americans and people from UK. Everybody, they're over there happy as a lark, and there's thousands of them.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Tanzania,
that's right.
Kenya. I mean, they're moving all the time. So
yes,
we can do this, and it's easier. We just got to put some work in. That's all.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, brother. Let's make the connections. And I'll definitely, again, connect you guys, and we'll connect after the show. I appreciate you, brother. All right. Empowerment Network, we got about 2 minutes left. I'm going back to the general. General, are you there?
Yes. I'm really enjoying the conversation that's going on. And I think one of the things that keeps resonating is let's decide what we want to do. If we want to do a bank, let's say, you know, that let's do it. I don't know all the ins and outs about it, but there's millions of African Americans that are in this country that it wouldn't take a large sum of money for us to put
something together.
So, I mean, but we got to start somewhere, as you say. If that's, you know, let's start there. Let's find out if we have resistance, what the problem is, how to get around it, how to go about it. But we got to start somewhere. So,
All right. There it is. Thank you, sister. Hey, Stan. We got about a minute left. Closing comments from you. Thank you, brothers from Philadelphia and Canada today, my brother who always called in, and the general for her corner today. What you got, Stan?
The reality is real. We just got to do it. It's real. It's happening. And that's what we need. Let's not talk about what we can't do. Let's talk about what we can do.
All right. Well, let's get started. That's right. Let's get started. We're on it. 365 days. It's time to get started. We're going to do the work. of getting the work done, and it starts here with you today. Thank you for joining us. Check us again next week as we update you on what's going on in our community. It's all about us, guys, as we continue to dialogue, and not only dialogue, but do the work. Peace.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a